Blog Talk Radio.
Child, but stop playing with me. All right, let's see what we got going on. Okay. We're going to take a call as long as we can before you start cutting up. Don't say get on here using none of those hard words. 0609, you live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I hope Cardi wins, too.
Absolutely. I think that Cardi is going to win. I just don't want to jump the gun.
No, she'll win. And I found out some tea about last night.
What happened last night?
About why Nicki's really mad at Meg.
Oh, okay. Real quick.
Well, allegedly, the reason why she's mad at her is because what I heard was, allegedly, she wanted Meg to take Cardi out, and Meg wasn't with that. And now she's mad because that's why every time she gets on live, she keeps talking about her and saying she's trying to get back at her because her plan didn't go through, and I think she's trying to do the same thing with Bia.
All right. That's a different show, but yes. But okay, hold on. We got to keep it moving because that is some different team. That can drag. But thank you, baby. Okay, 7791. That is some Tito.
Hey.
Turn me down in the back. Hey.
Okay. 1 second. Let me turn you down.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll
yourself?
Come back to you. 5385. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
What's the tea?
Tamara.
No, Tia.
Just Tamara.
Hey, listen, this is all I have to say. It's a small win, but looking at these court documents and hearing the audio of what the judge had to say when he questioned her lawyer and said, did your client taunt her by nicknaming or something every episode and on every platform that you have? Yeah, that doesn't look too good for your client. But you know what I'm saying. So, I mean, it's in the bag. I'm not going to jump the gun, but it's 95% there. September 9th, Tasha K. Hopefully you still have a platform. Those million followers were in vain. That's all I have to say. And
Do you think that Cardi will try to come for the YouTube channel?
She's able to because if you remember, you know, court documents don't lie. They, Cardi's lawyers made sure when Tasha started transferring things into her husband's, KB Studios or whatever it was?
Yes.
There's a reason Cardi's lawyers wanted to know everything that was transferred.
Mind you, Studios is being sued too.
Exactly. So, Cardi has her foot on her neck, and this is a joyful step forward because now, if we recall, Tasha K sat on that platform and put it on her kids that she was going to win $3 million.
Yes, she did.
What happened?
She put that on her children that she was going to win $3 million.
$3 million. What happened? But, you know, September 9th will be the biggest day, and I can't wait for you to go live with a suit.
Oh.
And maybe, like, I don't know, something really sparkly.
Oh.
I don't know. Just give them something because September 9th is right around the corner, and I'm not happy for any woman being taken down like that. But when you put an illness on someone and their child, because it wasn't just Cardi, it was her child, you deserve everything coming your way.
Yeah, but
and
I just think the nasty things that she has done to so many content creators and people in general just to get ahead. I think, and then she makes it seem like, I mean, that interview that she just did with Messy Wu, Tasha K literally made it seem like Cardi B was coming at her for doing her job, and that's not what it was. Like, she was not coming at you for doing your job. She was coming at you for lying because you were, and then you got upset that she did not want to come on your YouTube channel and give you that click and that view, so you persisted on dragging her because that's how you got your numbers. That's what, like, but Tasha likes to play victim. Like, oh,
right.
I'm just doing my job, and these celebrities don't want to let me be great. No, girl. You have a vendetta.
Especially because she didn't want to go on that show. It's like you are so obsessed with trying to get a million views,
yes,
that when your little troll dog, I can't remember his name, got a million views, you literally took his story.
She took his story and then she dropped him. And then, but you know, that's on the story. I don't even want to talk about that because that's irrelevant.
No, but that's how sad it is. She will throw anyone under the bus.
Well, that's what she did to. What's his name? Derrick Jackson. He didn't want to come on our platform, so she exposed him.
Anybody that doesn't
come on our platform, I mean, she would do it to Nikki too, but she just can't. Like, she's trying to keep it cool. You think that she's, you know, she wants to be on Queen Radio, and she not fully. She was just on a live. Well, not just, but a while ago, she was on a live with Kyle talking about, you know, I'm not gonna worry about it. Nikki don't have me come up there. She don't have me come up there. She knows she pissed that she ain't been on Queen Radio yet.
And you know, it's funny that you brought that up, and I totally forgot to bring that up yesterday. But where is she gonna be on Queen Radio at if Apple drops Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio? Nicki on
yes,
the live.
That's what I wanted to get into. What happened with that? But that's a whole other conversation. But yeah.
But that's when she said, what Queen Radio is she going to get? Is she going to get on Instagram Live?
I don't know. But see, my thing is this. Honestly, I'm going to be honest with you. And this is no shade. And this is not even me being a hater. After this Cardi B lawsuit, I honestly don't care what Tasha K does. Because honestly, she was more entertaining when she was salacious. She's kind of boring now, and she's not as hot as she used to be. She's not that hot anymore. And I think after this, she ain't going to be that hot at all.
The views say it all. This whole new persona that she's trying to take on with this wine cellar in the dark interviewing these nobodies, it's not getting the views at all. You know,
well, then
saying?
It's not only the views, it's not getting the people talking about her. Like, I remember there was a day where people were talking about, like, Kevin Samuels has completely taken that spot. Kevin Samuels is, like, the hottest thing on the internet. But Tasha K is just not, she's not hot like she was in 2018 and 2019. It's just not sticking. It's not, I mean, she gets her numbers, but, you know, she's not that hot. Like, and that's not even me being a hater. She's just not that hot. Not as she used to be. This new direction she's going is cute for her. She'll maintain. It's safer, but it's not that she's not that hot. You have, like, in order to go and watch that, you have to be trying to catch the tea. You got to be really interested in the topic, or you got to be a diehard fan, because most people are not just watching Tasha K stuff like that. Not anymore. There was a point where people were watching it a lot.
Also, like, let's be clear. She herself literally exposed herself, but with losing this lawsuit, it will be the nail on the coffin that her credibility is bull. She's not credible. Once you lose credibility, people lose interest.
Well, I think she's lost credibility a lot with people, but her fans like the salacious, though. There are some people that like the lies because it's entertaining and they want to see, you know, how far it'll go. But that's why she posted some of the lies in Patreon.
Oh, yeah, that is true. She did do that.
Yeah, she starts posting the lies there.
Also, I want to wish Culture a happy birthday. Tomorrow's your birthday party. Shout out to Culture. And have
yes.
a good night.
Thanks. Thank you, Eva. All right. Let's take another call. 9774.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, oh, my God. It's my first time ever getting through. I'm just a huge fan of your platform, and I am just so
Thank
excited
you.
That I got through. And I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Shout out to Orlando.
Speaking on the topic about Tasha K and the Cardi B lawsuit, I just feel like Tasha just should have just left Cardi B alone and just, you know, let her do her thing, and should even talk about the H you know, disease and just leave it alone.
But you know why? But you know what? Tasha K, you know, reason why she didn't do that? Because she wasn't, she thought that she couldn't be beat. And she didn't think that Fat Meat was greedy, and she didn't think that Cardi B was going to sue her. You know what I mean? But Cardi B is going to make an example out of her. And Tasha K likes to play, oh, I got this, you know, Olga, and she's never lost a case. Like, she puts on a big face for y'all, the followers. But behind the scenes, she's over here trembling and going to counseling. And trying to subpoena my DMs.
Oh, my gosh. Lord, help us all, Armand. But I just feel like, you know, kids are just off limit. I just feel like you don't speak that type of stuff about what kids and Cardi B was expecting and at that time. And I just feel like, I just wish that Tasha just would have just let the whole situation alone so she wouldn't, you know, put her foot in her mouth and all this court stuff, because all this stuff is legal fees. And I'm pretty sure that's why she keeps telling us to go to Patreon, pay this, pay that, pay this. Because, you know, money's getting low. We're still in the pandemic. And going against Cardi B, and Cardi B is a, you know, millionaire, and she has so much money and revenues coming in. Who would want to have that type of stress, especially with this pandemic? I wouldn't. I would just like, you know what? Whatever, girl. We don't mix. Let's just leave it at that. But I don't know how that's going to play out with the whole YouTubers, because you speak about Cardi B. You speak about other different artists on your platform, and I don't want that to ever happen to you.
Well, the difference is it's probably not going to happen to me, because I'm not going to go out here blatantly put out a lie on somebody and then continuously do it out of pride. Because even after she did that, after the lawsuit got filed, and all, she made it seem like there wasn't a lawsuit. Remember, Tasha K even moved. She moved three times. She was renting a place. She kept moving. And so she was trying to dodge the process server, and then she was trying to build a case against Cardi B. So she was moving from house to house and kept dodging the process server. Y'all remember that?
Oh, my God.
Yes. She kept moving to try to act like she had to move because she was fearing for her life.
Jesus, my God. Yeah, well, sucks for her, you know. You live and you learn. Like my mom always say, you made your bed, you got to lie in it. And Tasha K got to lie in it, you know. So
she'll be cool. I think she's got enough money. Here's the thing. She's just like, she ain't getting no money. That's the thing. So all that money she spent, she ain't getting nothing. So you definitely going to see some fake exclusives on Patreon. Get ready, because she going to need it.
Oh, my God.
She going to need it. She going to need it. Her and that team and this, that, and that. You going to need it, especially if you lose, because I hope Cardi B come for $10 million. Give me everything. Give me everything you got. Or if you ain't got no money, give me the YouTube channel.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Now, what if she take that woman channel? My God.
Oh, my. What? Oh, my.
Wow.
I think my mouth would hit the floor, Armand. If Cardi
take
that
channel
away. Oh, my God. Armand, like, it will be a cold place in hell. Like, I'll be shocked. But at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, that means more exposure for you. You know, I feel like
I don't even want to grow in that spot, because it's not even a competition. Like, I'm good doing me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not a celebrity blogger. I'm probably not going to be doing this forever. This is this is not my end all. So I don't mind. Mm-hmm. This is just a stop for me. You know what I mean? It's just something that I kind of fell into getting on YouTube, but I'm not here to take her out so I can be the next, because I'm more than a blogger. You know, I don't really like to call myself that, because I don't really even feel like I'm bigger than that in my mind. You know, I have other things that I feel like I can. So this honestly is temporary for me. However, I just feel like she needs to understand that you cannot go and do people dirty and then get on here with a poker face and act like you're the only one on the planet and in the world that is above reproach, and you don't have to face any consequences for your actions, and you can just do people dirty and make it seem like everybody else is tripping off of you. When, girl, you're the one that's playing nasty and being dirty, and then because you got more followers, you can try to push a narrative that somebody is somehow hating on you.
Mm-hmm. That is just so awful.
Yeah, that's what I don't like.
But Armand, I am just so happy that your channel is growing, and I hope one day we are all able to see you on the big screen, and I'm going to be there front and center, and I wish, you know, I wish blessings your way, peace your way, and
Thank you.
I love you, and I am so happy that I got through. But talking on that subject with that other girl, Eva, she dropped some really key points that I was just like, hold on now. Is that true about did Apple really drop Nikki?
Okay, that's a different conversation. Okay, now I'm going to have to drop this call because you had tried to slide that in there. I love you. Okay, 8330, you're live on the air. You see, hold on. This is so interesting. This goes to show you that a lot of people do not care about Tasha K like they used to. There was never a time where people just wanted to talk about Nikki when there was Tasha K news. People don't care. People do not care like they used to. They want to talk about Apple dropping Nikki. 8330. Okay, not ready. Okay, 7791.
Hello?
Hey, turn me down in the back.
Okay. Tasha K has really dug a deep hole for herself, is what I want to say. She is now out here getting PPP loans. She must be really going broke. Did you see that?
No, I didn't. How do you know she got the PPP loan?
Girl, it's on the internet. You got to go to this website. I forgot what it's called, but
so y'all look it's where you can check and see everybody who got the PPP loan. Oh, so she got the. I'm so glad I didn't get that loan because I know you can look it up. So she got it. How much did she get?
She got $20,833.
And she need it. But she always try, we don't need right. no money. But at the same time, if you got a business, I ain't going to hate on her, girl. I got that money, too. No shade, right? Right? Why are we going to hate?
And at the same time, I'm so happy for Cardi B. Because
but the
I
shade
know
is, if you making
like.
All this money, you don't want this, you don't get, you rich, you this, because, you know what? Now, let's talk about the PPP loan. Because coming from a woman that likes to try to get, because you know another thing that sends me about her? Because she, I don't know if you guys ever noticed this. Like when I talked about this before on my platform, when she, you know, sits down with other women, particularly black women, even now, she almost has this air about herself like, you know, I'm doing you a favor or I'm a bit better than you. Like she, in her mind, tries to give like, you know, I'm a YouTuber that has made it. And you probably, especially when she sits next to like educated women or she has women that have like 9 to 5, she almost tries to give like, this air that, you know, yeah, they have great jobs, but she's a YouTuber and she's kind of bigger than them and better than them. And like, she tries to talk like she's like this rich white woman. And it's like, girl, that's not even, you don't even give that. Like, oh, my team and my assistants flew out in this. It's like, girl, you don't even fit that look. You don't even like, no, like you don't, you're like, you're not giving Devil Wears Prada. You're not giving Kardashian. Like no one looks at you like that. Like no one's feeling you like you're not giving.
Yes.
You're not giving, girl. Like you look like a boy, and very bad built.
She needs
like
some
you're not cute. You're not sexy.
Even,
you're not fresh. You're not hot. You're not young and hip and fresh.
I don't even know how old Tasha K is. She got to be about 40. But
yeah,
I just
she's
hate
40.
The way she be trying to. She one of them people that just tries her hardest to be something that she's not.
Yes, exactly.
And,
but I do like the husband,
know,
though. I actually like the husband a little bit more. Who was she dragging online? She was just recently dragging somebody online talking about, Cardi B. She tried to say that Cardi B, Offset was looking at other women online, and she tried to reach and say that Offset is about to cheat on Cardi B right now, even though that before Cardi had the baby.
Her.
Now, mind you, she went online fake like she was going to get a BBL in Colombia and was talking to Sheck online and basically saying that, you know, he be looking at a lot of different women's bodies with the big booties, and he be on Tumblr, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest. And she was like, he be even on Pinterest. And then Sheck was like, yeah, I'm even on the P-Hub, like the biggest one of it all. That wasn't a joke. I feel like that man do be looking at that, and ain't nothing wrong with that. Men look at that stuff, and I don't think nothing's wrong with it. But at the end of the day, girl, you don't be trying to talk about somebody else's relationship, like, and try to reach. I mean, it's one thing if news breaks, or it's one thing if you get a tip or an exclusive, but it's another thing to try to bring another woman down when you feel, when you have insecurities about your own body and you have insecurities about who
yes.
your man look at on Instagram. That's the whole thing, because let's be very clear. You're not bad or sexy or at all. She's nothing to really look at. Let's be very clear.
Not
she definitely, she definitely got to love you. Because you ain't no rock'em sock'em kind of chick on any level.
You know one thing,
Cardi B,
you know,
and that's the shade. She probably don't like Cardi B because Cardi B, Sheck probably like Cardi B on the cool.
Man, he be watching that up video. He be in there for the twerk sessions. You know he was watching that twerk video. Tasha probably caught him liking a picture.
He probably got mad at her one day and said, that's why Cardi B got a better body than you. And she probably went out there and started dragging Cardi B. Okay?
Yeah, you know, I don't understand what her vendetta is with...
I'm cutting you off. I'm so sorry. But there's no reason why a 40-year-old woman should be going back and forth with a 25-year-old like that. It's like it's not that serious.
Because Tasha has deep-rooted issues. That woman needs a therapist. She needs to give a break from YouTube and talk to a therapist. Because she just, I don't know what's wrong with her. She then got PPP loans, and then now she's about to be so embarrassed when she lose this lawsuit. And I won't even feel bad for her, because you know you're not supposed to be up there lying on people for no reason, all because you want clout or whatever. What is the point of making up a lie, though? People just gonna find out and then look at you like you is the stupid word, you know?
Right. Thank you, baby. I gotta let you go.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Vanderveer, thank you so much for the super chat. And you sent two. She said, get well soon. Thank you. I know she ain't go buy teeth with the PPP law. Oh. Well, maybe that's why she only got the top four and not the bottom. Boom. Because she didn't get a 4 mile. And they definitely be two. She got a B2 and she got the first six. Because that bottom ain't right. That bottom is definitely not right. So I don't care what nobody say. But anyway, I digress. Here we go. Okay. 3035, you live on the air.
Hey, Armand, you want to watch that bottom eight, right?
Seriously. Okay.
She waiting for the husband's PPP loan to get the bottom. That's what she waiting
for. Right. Yeah, she got to wait for the husband's PPP loan to get the bottom. Mm-hmm. Ooh, he was
unfortunately.
Wow.
I cannot. So a lot of it makes a lot of sense now. She was recently on her little backup channel packing in an empty closet. Still ain't got no furniture, okay?
Right.
She's still waiting on that furniture. That furniture, they still making that joy. But she up here says, I'm giving out clothes. Somebody give out some clothes. No, you trying to sell them. They're going to be on offer up soon. Because you want the rope.
Yeah, don't. Nobody
want
no clothes Tasha K got. I wouldn't take nothing that she got.
Here's the tea. Here's the key. I sat there and laughed so hard. Like, no, you didn't. She ordered Megan Thee Stallion swimsuits from Fashion Nova and got another swimsuit. I'm going to send these back because they were never built for you. Never.
Yes.
You are not a stallion. You're not even a pony. Like, stop. Just stop it. Just stop.
You're
so
not sexy.
I can't wait.
Nothing about
not
you
at
sexy.
All.
Nothing
not
about you is
all.
Cute. Nothing about you is beautiful. Like, you're not hot.
The husband
it's,
didn't even
it's
want
the crow's feet
birthday.
For me. It's she needs some fillers around the mouth area though. She needs a little filler right there. But anyway, thank you. Thank you.
The lace front, the bottom four.
Okay, because you're going in. Thanks, baby. Okay, back to the lawsuit because y'all is going in. Okay. Tasha K. I know you're lying. Anyway. So yeah, girl. Yeah, I don't know what she's gonna do. And but I do know this. She lost that one. She didn't win that one. Now whatever happens with her and Cardi B later on, I'm hoping Cardi B wins this. We're halfway through. But yeah. I wonder who she's gonna give the exclusive to. But yeah, child, don't let her gaslight you into, because she might do a subliminal post about me or this and the third. Don't let her gaslight you into acting like I'm stalking her. When that woman had her lawyers and her whole team coming after my conversation with Cardi B. She wanted my conversation over anybody else's conversation. And that be the part that be pissing me off, because she literally sits up there and acts as if, oh, no. Oh, everybody running a business. Oh, everybody's worried about me. Oh, they're not focused on their content. No, girl, you're worried about the girls behind the scenes, Miss Mamas. You were trying to add me into that lawsuit to try to take Cardi B down. You were trying to say that Cardi B was feeding me information. Girl. And putting it out. Diamond Crown says, 900,000 subscribers, you earn enough to dress better than she does. She comes through with her 90s throwback SWV dancer base. She don't have it. Like, I don't even want to talk about her look. She don't have it. Like, the thing is, she late. Like, she honestly late. Like, and I feel like even at this point, talking about her is giving her too much. That's why, like, once this is done, like, she's a wrap. Like, bro, like, no cap. Like, Tasha K is a wrap. Like, because even now, like, I don't even have the same energy for it. It's a wrap. Like, niggas are not really talking about her like that. So she's probably happy. But she's a wrap. Like, the content is not as hot as it used to be. I'll be honest, it was hotter before, but it was more salacious. This new direction is boring. How are you talking when you're reporting news? This is a high-profile celebrity lawsuit. Baby Bob with an Adam Lambert haircut. Baby Bob with an Adam Lambert haircut needs to stop. Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Glacier Jim. Thank you guys all. So yeah, you know, that was just what we wanted to come do a little quick kiki. The final finale is not until September as of right now. But the halfway point is Tasha K's lawsuit has been thrown out through a lack of evidence and a lack of receipts. She had no proof. The judge tossed her lawsuit. Like I told you, she had been lying to the court, lying to the lawsuit. She was in deposition for 7 hours. They were lying. And the reality of the situation is she started dragging Cardi B because Cardi B did not give her an exclusive. And she wanted to surpass Lovely T. Well, she surpassed Lovely T. How does it feel? You have more followers than Lovely T. Woo. How does it feel, Tasha K? You passed Lovely T. It's crazy. But anyway, I'm going to get up out of here. I'm glad y'all like me being behind the camera, because we're going to have to do some more of these, especially when I'm having this barber issue. But anyway, I'm glad y'all was here getting into some things. This was kind of fun because I feel like I can really give a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm worried about how I'm looking, so I can really just get on here and talk. This was fun. I like this. More energy back here like this. You feel me? So, yeah, with that being said, I love y'all all. And until next time, I want y'all to keep that same energy. And I'm going to see you niggas soon. Bye.